Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We come to you every Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock on Pacific time and midnight on the East Coast. Happy new day for you folks on the East Coast in Hawaii, where we broadcast tonight from beautiful Honolulu. It is 7 o'clock. Thanks to our sponsors, we come to you every week and we cover the world's worst news and the world's best news. We get into all sorts of things from CIA, COINTELPRO, mischief, political as well as public health malfeasance, vaccination intoxication, and genocide under the guise of public health and national security. And then we talk about how we're going to get out of this mess, the 528 love revolution, and all sorts of ways to naturally heal ourselves and get ourselves off of the drugs, off of the pharmaceuticals, out of the mainstream menacing media, so that we can think clearly and have a spirituality that reflects our divinity. That's what the Inside Hour is about, folks. So thanks for joining us. And it's been a very, very interesting week. Sherry, thanks for sharing a little bit about what's happening in your life.
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today, as usual. And we should thank our sponsors, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a good idea. Thanks for HealthyWorldStore.com. And thanks for also Healthy World Affiliates. For those of you, and there have been many who have joined in the last couple of weeks, thank you so much for having your confidence reinstilled in what we're doing in the world with the Healthy World Organization advancing now to ultimately our prayer is, our mission and vision is to take over for the corrupt Rockefeller-directed, genocidally intended World Health Organization, and we're advancing Healthy World Organization as the alternative. And the way that you can join us and partner in what we do in the world is through Healthy World Organization by becoming, for free, an affiliate. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is the website where you want to sign up. It'll take you about 2 minutes, and then we'll give you about a $10,000 valued website. And it's a turnkey operation. It's virtually an online store. And you can share it with a lot of people, your loved ones, family, friends. You can save lives with it. The products are awesome. Most of the products integrate the 528 hertz frequency, and that is revolutionary. There really is a revolution happening in the music industry. It's called the 528 Love Revolution. So I want to thank also, besides Healthy World Store and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, I want to thank the 528records.com concept and the online place where you can transpose your old music, which was produced in A440 standard tuning, which is the most spiritually suppressive frequency that has been developed in history. In fact, when you play in what's called standard tuning, and most musicians do, whether it's rock or rap or classical, you're playing in the Rockefeller-directed and institutionalized imposition of A440 hertz frequency. Your F-sharp note, which is dominant in a frequently played D chord, is called the devil's tone or the devil's interval in musicology when compared to 528 love. And so there's a lot that we've been advancing now. You can get some information on this if you're a musician at love528.com. You can also get oriented to the music and how it feels different in the 528radionetwork.com. 528radionetwork.com right now is broadcasting. And, boy, it's such a wonderful thing to come back to Honolulu where we have a high-speed connection. We don't have that on the big island of Hawaii. It's kind of like really, it's really rustic, rural, and it's virtually third world still on the big island. But on beautiful Honolulu, we have high speed connection, and what a pleasure it is to listen to 528 radio. There's six stations now playing 24/7 that by the grace of God and by your support and your donations on those stations, we're actually expanding. And the word is, yesterday we actually purchased 528christianradio.com. And so we'll be expanding in the 528 radio network with a full-time Christian station, which a lot of folks who are heavily involved in the love of Yeshua, Jesus, then you'll appreciate the music played in the same spirit. Yet that spirit is the essence of what Jesus was talking about and living as an example for and died for our sins, because sin is being off the mark, out of the flow, being in what's called a dissonance to pono or righteousness. It's called pono in Hawaiian, righteousness in English. And if you're out of that flow, you're out of righteousness, you're an outlaw. That means that you're in dissonance and disharmony with love. And so the concept of going back into love is what Christianity fundamentally is all about. And the heart of Judaism was that love that Yeshua, who is Jewish, actually brought on behalf of the Jewish people. Unfortunately, they didn't have, most of them, ears to hear. We're a little bit different. We have two Messianic Jews on this station, two hosts. We, myself and Sherry Kane, are two Messianic Jews that hail, interestingly enough, from the same neighborhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. And what we believe is that if you read Revelation, in the end times, these are the end times, there's wars, rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, famines, pestilence, all sorts of things that are indicated in the book of Revelation as being the end times. You have a key, a musical note, that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. We're talking about Revelation 3, 6 through 8. And it's reflected also in the Old Testament in Isaiah 22:22. Same prophecy. We're in the end times. It's prophesied that a sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, is going to come and herald, that is, promote a key that opens doors that no man can close. And that's what we're talking about. Because if you can imagine hearts all over the world opening to love and being in harmony with that love, that the dissonance is so aversive that you can't stand it, that you find it appalling, you find it degrading, you find it certainly so aversive that you are motivated to seek the alternative, and that is love pure. And that's exactly what Jesus's mission was all about. He said, love the Creator as your Master King of the universe, and there's only one. And love your brothers and sisters that reflect that one, that love inside your heart. And that's what it is all about. That's called the way. Before it was called Christianity, it was called the way. Before the Jews understood what Yeshua was talking about, it was called the way that he led and taught. And that's the way that's profoundly evidenced in the worlds of science and physics and mathematics now with the divine revelations that we've had, humbling revelations of how God Creator works, how creationism is administered musically, mathematically, and we're at the forefront and invite you to join us as Healthy World affiliates and as users and developers, co-developers of 528radio.com and 528records.com with a public library that is growing by your donations. If you're a musician, Sherry, you can share a little bit about what the musicians get if they want to join us.
Well, if you're a musician, if you upload your original music to 528records.com, then it would become part of the library. It'll be automatically transposed into the 528 frequency of love, and the file will be sent back to you in an MP3 file, transposed. After it becomes part of our library, it will be available to anyone for donation. And if anyone donates for your music, then you will get 60% royalties. And it's part of actually having a record contract with us, and being able to get your music out there in a very positive way that's very rare. It's really just
highly equitable.
It's just an up-and-coming, like, you know, way to play your music, because a lot of people are not aware of it. And, you know, you do need a niche out there if you really want to, you know, have, you know, something that nobody's ever heard before. Your music, most people will not even know why, you know, it's different than other music, but they'll know it makes them feel better. And even you yourself won't maybe not even hear a difference, but you will feel a difference.
You'll feel a difference. And that's what we're hearing worldwide. We have musicians worldwide and vocalists who are telling us Interestingly enough, even the vocalist where you're tuning up to A444, that's only 4 hertz up. It's about 2/3 of a tone on the piano keyboard. It's about 2/3 of a half tone up. And that even though it's up, people who find that their voice range is challenged by going up miraculously feel like, wow, it's easier. And the reason for that is also explained in the Revelations in the book of 528. And that book is available through healthyworldstore.com, and it'll change your life. Read that book. How I know absolutely certainly it will change your life, because it's been doing that in many people's lives now, and we're getting so many wonderful people that are contacting us and thanking us for publishing the book of 528 and having it impact their lives to the extent that it is. Gee whiz, it's just a great blessing. And that this concept of turning on to love pure through music especially, and communicating it to share it, and then subsequently having other people's hearts open and having their lives dramatically changed and spiritually uplifted. That's what it's all about in these end times. That's the only hope that humanity has to get out of the mess that we're in, that is administered by Wall Street and the international banking cartel. So the wars and the rumors of wars can cease and desist, and go to a place where no man dwells, in the name of the blessed Messiah, Yeshua. That is our prayer here on the Inside Hour, that they cease and desist the insanity, the lunacy, the hypocrisy, the degeneration and the depopulation and the intoxication and the pollution. It's got to end, because it's insane. It's degrading. It's unsustainable. It's really no value. We can evolve far beyond that in consciousness and practicality, and the technology that we're advancing now, musically, mathematically, has everything to do with the solution. And that solution, the universal solvent, is water. I got an email today, Sherry, from a wonderful person that was sharing about water and some of the miracles in water, and I'm likewise having some extraordinary revelations. Let me give you one. This came to me a couple days ago. The power that you have in your heart to manifest miracles is what it's all about. That's what 528 love, the power of love, love, the universal healer, has the power to heal everything through faith, which is literally part of the central triad. In musicology, there's central triads, the old classical musicians used to talk about. And in terms of the Holy Trinity in your own heart, there is faith, there is love, and there is joy. And those are part of a central triad that is profoundly expressed most powerfully with prayer. And so the concept that water, if you go back into the book of Genesis, the very, very beginning of the Bible, and there you read Genesis 1:1-1:2, and everybody should do that. Here's your assignment for the week, folks. Just read carefully 2 verses at the beginning of the Bible, and you'll realize that water was there when God was there. And that means the lesson, the take-home lesson, is that water, which is 80% of your body, is part of the triune God. And water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. And it is in fact that transmits the power of the Holy Spirit to uplift you and sustain you and do all the healing that is happening in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And that whole concept then is extremely valuable, especially when you consider the fact that you don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill anymore. You don't need to take toxic vaccinations with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, polysorbate 80, and a whole variety of other chemicals, including sterilizers and, worse, immune suppressors. What you can get now is you can get your heart in gear. You can actually take your hands, put it around a glass of God, a glass of water, And you can pray with faith and trust and envision and enable the vision to go into the water and let the Holy Spirit power fill that water so that that water becomes a cure for your ailments or other people's ailments. In essence, you have the power in your heart to make a glass of water into a powerful homeopathic, a resonating formula that can uplift you, sustain you, and heal you miraculously. And that is the time in which we're living. And that is a factual revelation based on the science of what it is that we're dealing with. The power of water, the power of the truth that shall set us free, and the power of spirituality to be all that you can be, not suppressed by illusions and deceptions from the mainstream media and the mass mind control apparatus, but literally from the Holy Spirit power that uplifts us and sustains us and always has. And it's looking for a comeback. And it's coming back right here on the Inside Hour and elsewhere, where there are people likewise who are awakening to the truth and awakening to the reality that we have the capacity to contribute miraculously to the planet's evolution and transformation into the vision that God has for this planet. It's not about death and disease and the Illuminati's goal to eliminate 6.5 billion people out of 7 billion on the planet through intoxications and infections. It's about literally going beyond that insanity into a realm where we can co-create miraculously. So that's what we do on the Inside Hour. We talk about what's real, what's really important, and ultimately those are the solutions. And yet, in these urgent times, we have brothers and sisters out there all over the world who are challenged by the insanity and the hypocrisy and the intoxications from various ways and means that the Illuminati has evolved out of greed and power incentives to control we the people. Number one control is spiritual, and number one control has been musically administered. That's why the 528 Love Revolution is so important. It's important to understand you are the music. And if you are the music, then it's through the music of love that shall set you free and get you back into perfect harmony. That is standing righteously in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now, surrounding you. And that is a place that you come from. You're not going there. You're there right now. It's a matter of simply just realizing it. And to get there, you've got to simply shut down or turn the volume down, at least, on your ego. The fear-based mechanism that is constantly aggravated and stimulated by the mainstream media that plays through your ego and its fears and its losses and its pains and its sufferings. And misery loves company, and that's the audience that is sought by programming. Mainstream media programming. Anyway, Sherry, what's news? What's happening in the news?
Well, talking about mainstream media programming, and I can tell you that the mainstream media is, has not only the mainstream media, but the alternative media as well is controlled. And in order to have a voice where you're at the forefront of the alternative media, you have to be part of controlled opposition. So as somebody like, which is not us, because we don't have the voice that certain people have in alternative media, but the people that are up,
are you talking about like the Alex Joneses in the controlled opposition world?
Exactly. So you look at these people and you realize that they work for controlled opposition. Controlled opposition is when they give you the feeling that maybe they are somebody who believes in freedom of we the people and is anti-government and believes in a lot of the activism movements out there, believes in what they are doing. And then you realize that the mainstream media and the controllers of the mainstream media, which are the banksters and big pharma, the sponsors of mainstream media, control that side, because you have to have a yin and a yang. You have to have the opposite of, you have to give something to we the people. You got to give an opposite opinion, but the opposite opinion is always controlled. And there was something circulating on the internet today from 2009. I'll give you an example. Another thing that the mainstream media does is, I mean, the alternative media, because the mainstream media, they do it on a larger scale. The alternative media touches on things that the mainstream media doesn't want to go to, such as pedophilism and the child sex trafficking issue and hatred toward other groups of people in the world, to spread hatred. And I received an email today from a friend who had found what is now being circulated on the internet again. It was circulated in 2009. Now it's being circulated again about how there was a book written by a woman that was from Egypt and she was Muslim, and how she claimed that the men there were marrying children under 10 years old, and they had a mass wedding for these brides and grooms. And they show you a picture of these men that are standing there next to their supposed brides. And the men are all these grown-up men, and the girls are all these little children. And you look at the picture and you wonder, because what's interesting is that the little girls are dressed like little brides, but also that's how flower girls are dressed. But you never see any pictures of what their wives look like, and they denied it. And it was an extremist Muslim group of people. It's very possible that this happens in other countries, not just the Muslim world, but in other countries. Even here, people are involved in this kind of disgusting lifestyle. And you look at it and you wonder, okay, you see it's an extremist group of people, and they're talking, but at the bottom of the page, and they even show you like a little girl, it's a just married car, you know, and at the bottom of the page, what it says, it shows you protesters that are claiming Islam will dominate the world, exterminate those, and then they have like the opposite, exterminate those who slander Islam, extremists, of course.
And this is very similar to what we covered a couple of weeks ago. And folks, we just uploaded to YouTube.
Right. One thing. At the end of the newsletter, it said, why would anyone think that we should have a war with such nice, peaceful Muslims? You need to forward this to everyone. These pictures tell it all. This is a way for them to create hatred toward all people that are Muslim, rather than saying, if this is happening, it definitely needs to be documented. If it is happening, if this is for real, if these are really children that are being married to these adults, but to blame it on the whole entire group of Muslims rather than realizing that there are sects of people out there in every single race and religion in the world that have evil ideology, have impure ideology. But it's not everybody. And the way they worded this is they want everybody, because these people that are protesting, the Muslims out there saying exterminate those who slander Islam, they're ignorant, as ignorant as the people here that say let's go against all the Muslim people, because we're all being used as pawns. And nobody's saying this is an extremist group of people. There are people in the Muslim world that would not subscribe to this kind of behavior of marrying young children. There's good and bad in all people. And that's one thing that a lot of the alternative media, what we've witnessed is this separation of people. That's their biggest thing.
That's exactly it. That's
it's like the 5-2-8 versus the 4-3-2.
So divide and conquer. And the reality is that we shared a interesting program the other day on YouTube. We just uploaded this, and we haven't even sent it out in the newsletter yet. So if you haven't signed up to receive the Healthy World newsletter, you can do that at healthyworldstore.com. Just sign up, and we'll start to send you our newsletters. The next announcement that's going to go out, one of the items we'll be talking about, three YouTube videos that we just uploaded that are really, really good. They're done as a pilot for when Sherry and I pitched a television network recently, and we actually got the opportunity to go out on mainstream media to 30 million homes a week to do an hour show. We have to modify and go back into production now to do that. But again, by the grace of God and by the support of all you folks who've been supporting us, it looks as though we have an opportunity now that we would like to pursue in really going, getting our message out in a very, very broad way. The YouTube video that I'm thinking about dealt with the same issue that Sherry's bringing up here of controlled opposition and divisiveness, which is fundamental to war mentality and war economies. If we're going to advance to peace on earth, we've got to look at how we think and how we interact and how close we are with one another and what divides us. And we're dealing with the issue of racism, sexism, and in this case, pedophilia. But a couple weeks ago, and what we just uploaded on YouTube dealt with the very, very right-wing, fundamentalist, Orthodox Jews in Israel that don't allow women to sit on the buses in the front with them, that you're required to ride a bus as a woman in the back of the bus. And yes, clearly it's one sect of people, and clearly it doesn't seem to be as vile as the picture that you just showed me, where these elderly men or middle-aged men actually having a wedding with a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old dressed up as though they're going to a wedding, their own.
Yeah. They have makeup on.
You know, so, I mean, it's a bizarre thing where we're beginning to ask the questions like, what are fundamental to who are we as human beings? What are our core values? Is it even considered appropriate for, in any culture, for a division between men and women, or a culture that supports pedophilia?
Definitely not. No.
And I think that's what we're dealing with. But look where this is coming from. This was the point of the show that we uploaded. It's coming from mainstream, or in the case that you're talking about, it's coming from controlled opposition alternative presses. And the matter of discernment is challenged, because how can you discern when you're getting all this information from left-wing, right-wing, mainstream, and alternative that mixes it all up? And that is part of the psychological operation.
And it's also fear-mongering, because what the message is trying to tell people is that we need, it's again part of the New World Order, hate your country. If we don't watch out, Obama is a Muslim, and that this is going to happen. He's going to bring this kind of behavior to this country, and our country is going to turn, United States is going to turn into a country where it's okay for adults to marry 1-year-olds, 2-year-olds, any 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, underage children, and it's okay for them to do that. And so that's what it's coming down to. It's coming down to this hate your government whole agenda. And we've seen it happening for a while now. This is definitely pulling it too far, because this will never happen here. This will never happen
again,
here.
Again, these are extremist views from various religious groups, and that it's put out in the media by both mainstream as well as alternative to create this dissonance. It's called the Hegelian dialectic, whereby in psychological operations, psyops, and social engineering, where you have, let's say, the banking cartel operating through CIA and FBI and Mossad and the MI6 group. And of course, in Japan, you've got intelligence groups and China have their intelligence operations. Obviously, media propaganda and programming of the populations is foremost important. And that was, of course, what Michael Aquino, national security advisor and general in the NSA, he evolved the Temple of Set, which is the alternative to the Church of Satan. And his mission for the military was to determine how, after the Vietnam War, we were going to modify the media's programming so that the revolutionary mentality would be de-engineered or resolved. That Americans during the Vietnam War, if you can remember that, if you're old enough to remember that, we actually, for the first time in history, saw bloodshed within our living rooms. And it was a horrible nightmare. And what happened was that the people, generally speaking, you had a revolution in consciousness at the time in the hippie generation. And a lot of that we just put out in the newsletter, the New Age movement is a psychological operation of CIA. So is this whole concept of turn on and drop out, the LSD generation. And that was a very interesting newsletter that we just sent out, and you can get the archive at healthyworldstore.com. Go to the archive section down at the bottom of the home page, and you can click on it and get the article. But this concept that we are literally being confused through the Hegelian dialectic, which basically employs the technique of outputting a position and then following it with the contrary position. So it's called the Hegelian dialectic, the thesis versus the antithesis yields synthesis. And that synthesis is where most people's heads are at. It's called mass confusion. And the spiritual discernment necessary to really feel justice and feel what it is that is sane and loving and truly nurturing, instead of perverse, instead of demonically destructive. Now, frankly, I can't even imagine what it would be like. And thank God I can't imagine it, because it never happened to me. But we've talked on this program about how many family and friends that we have found over the last several months that have had horrible, nightmarish traumas growing up as youngsters. They were abused sexually, and that sexual abuse has scarred them for life, that they have become a shell or a shadow of the person that they were and or could be or would have been had they not gone through that extreme trauma. It occurs to me that a grown man that we're looking at in these images getting married to virtually
a 6-7-year-old.
I mean, just I can't even imagine. It is beyond, in my opinion, gross. But my heart is going out for these children. I can't even conceive of the experience that it would be for a man of this age to have sex with a child of this age and have that be acceptable to the culture and leave that child scarred for life. The concept to me is so beyond. And I can say I'm wondering whether this was
propaganda
for
the division,
not only the division, but this whole concept of psychological operation. Mix it all up, blow everybody's minds, just do the most outrageous things to change the culture to accept anything demonic that you want to output. And that's the challenge. we've got to get back to God. We've got to have that discernment, that love in our hearts. We've got to have that community, communion divine, communication with each other and our Creator that is in harmony, that's not in gross violation of basic sanity and sensitivity and empathy to children.
Right. And not only do they talk about that, but they also talk about the abuse that women have to go through. I mean, they basically say that women are exchanged as a slave, and they're purchased for their private parts to be used as a toy. And then also if they want to obtain a divorce because of the rape that they have to succumb to, in order to prove the rape, they have to have four men as witnesses stating that they've been raped. And then after they've been raped, they are returned to their family, and then their family has a right to execute them. And that the husbands can beat the wives, and then the man doesn't have to say why he's beating her. He's permitted to have four wives and a temporary wife for an hour as a prostitute. I mean, this is what this article was saying. I mean, it wasn't just it was beyond, like, unjust. And so for them to promote this kind of propaganda out there, if this is not true, or the fact, what really got me was the ending of the newsletter, again, where they don't mention that it is an extremist group. They just kind of say, oh, do you really like Muslim people after this? I mean, it's just kind of like a statement like that, giving a negative toward a whole group of people that, you know, would not even subscribe to this. This happens right here in America, pedophilism. We're every day trying to expose some of the perpetrators that are involved in protecting child sex trafficking. Or the fact is, like the late Ted Gunderson, he served as a guy in the FBI that was stating that if your child went missing, you can come to him. And he was the man to go to complain, my child's missing, right? He was a dead end. He was you thinking, oh, well, I complained, and I don't need to look any further. It's being taken care of. When in reality, it just stopped with him. And he was meant to divert it. So you believe something was getting done. And then he would show up at women's houses, according to many witnesses that had become victims, their children were victims to molestations or victims to other kidnapping crimes of their children. So he finds the single women involved. He was a handsome man. He'd come into their life. They'd let him in, and he, you know, become their boyfriend. And next thing, he'd try to poison them because whatever, to divert the attention of looking for their child or investigating who was really behind harming their children. Or maybe he was just a psychopath. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, that we have it happening right here in this country. People are not doing anything about it. This pedophilism, and this is just a diversion from the truth. Trying to blame a group of people, a religious group of people, for pedophilism when it's happening everywhere. And this is not even a group of people. This is a sect of people. If it is happening, which I don't know if this is true or not, I'm looking at these pictures and it's coming from definitely a propaganda mill, because the bottom, again, doesn't tell you it's an extremist group. Within the article it does, but it doesn't. It really gears the newsletter toward hate.
Yeah.
And anytime anything gears anything toward hate without any proof.
Yeah. You know, folks, I've shared this a couple times over several years, and it's the way that I have learned to work that served me the best in able to discern what it is that I'm really finding. I assume when I'm reading anything that there's a bias and there's an agenda. And so what I typically do is I will read the far left, read the far right, and I will realize that when I'm reading that 80% of what I'm reading is true, 20% is a lie, or 20% is being omitted. And that's also a fraud. Omission and misrepresentation go hand in hand. And so I try to read left wing, right wing, whatever wing, and I try to then discern the facts that I'm looking at so that I can then, of course, use my own intuition to determine whether it is a theory that I've developed is actually evidenced.
Right.
That's one way of dealing with this widespread deception in both mainstream media as well as alternative media, with agendas of controlled opposition in the alternative presses and in broadcasting. It is very, very challenging to know who's telling the truth and you know, what to do about it. So at any rate, the concept of turning to the pharmaceutical cartel for answers is a dead end, and it's actually worse than a dead end. It's actually takes you down a path that is associated with a paradigm that is not just dysfunctional, but it's genocidal. It is the slash burn and poison approach to dealing with anything that is ailing you is inappropriate. Again, when you consider this concept of a body being physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental factors involved, and this concept of holism, especially dealing with energy. My own recommendations for anybody that's got a tumor happening in the uterus or ovary or anywhere in the body is to deal with, number one, I recommend in the Healing Celebrations book, the five steps. Number one, detoxification, cleansing out, cleaning out the chemical toxins that weigh heavy on the immune system. Rehydration is extremely important because, again, we talked a little bit about earlier how the Holy Spirit goes through the liquid crystal superconductor of God through your body water. And that is extremely amazing and sustaining. So, and uplifting and healing. Then there's number two step is alkalinization. Tumors typically don't do well. Cancers don't do well. Inflammatory conditions, arthritic conditions, for example, chronic diseases don't do well in a body chemistry made more alkaline. And so ways to make your body alkaline involve everything from cayenne pepper, which is very alkalizing, or watermelon, which is about a pH of 8. Fasting on pH of 8 water is extremely alkalizing. Changing your diet to become more alkalizing. Staying away from the acid foods and the risk factors, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat turn your body chemistry acidic, and that then makes you become susceptible to these kinds of illnesses that largely are prompted by the vaccination intoxication with the genetic materials from the bacteria viruses. And that's when you then have these growths that take place in an environment that you've created through these toxic lifestyles and an acidification of your body chemistry that facilitates the growth of these tumors. Now, the concept of holistic treatment is what I recommend, and I emphasize steps 4 and 5 in that, which is oxygenation, because masses and tumors and virtually everything disappears because of the breath, the life of the Creator is in the breath, says the Bible. And this concept of the electron from the sun that's resonating in 528, like at the sun's heart is resonating, just like the heart of the rainbow reflects the sun shine through water. And that liquid crystal is causing the refraction to create the rainbow, and that its heart is greenish yellow. That's 528. And that hits the chlorophyll, the green grass and the trees. And that then stimulates the electrons, the carriers of that wave energy of love and that frequency. to prompt the conversion of carbon dioxide into oxygen, whereby the electron then is carried by the oxygen, the ha, the breath of life, the prana. And so that is then what is uplifting, sustaining, and powerfully healing. Oxygenation therapies have proven themselves over and over again to be probably the most reliable of all of the alternative therapies. AIDS disappears with medical ozonation of the bloodstream. That's Dr. Wainwright's wonderful work. He was ousted from the United States, went to South to Africa to a clinic that the president, a Christian president of Kenya, set up for him. His Excellency Arap Moi set up a clinic for Basil Wainwright, who was thrown out of the United States for allegedly practicing medicine without a license, was welcomed into the nation of Kenya, and I visited him there in his laboratory and in his clinic, whereby he was treating people terminally ill with AIDS and having miraculous turnarounds. And last but not least is the energy. If you understand you're a Holy Spirit, that you are a body temple, that Holy Spirit manifests musically, mathematically, energetically. And if you understand that, because of what we understand in the physics and the mathematics of creation and creationism, and understanding then who you are, putting it all together, you are a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming through water. And that's who you are. And so why would you do anything other than help yourself heal using that technology? Literally, you've got to be a blithering idiot to chemically pollute your Holy Spirit-filled temple in the hope and in the false belief that that's going to cure you of anything. The paradigm is shot. Allopathic medicine is barbaric. So, you know, the FDA would come to me and say, well, Horowitz, you know, you're practicing medicine without a license. I would say, excuse me. I hate medicine. I loathe medicine. I have utter disrespect and contempt for allopathic medicine. When God gives you the gift of life and sustains us so simply through these technologies of creation and creationism, why would I practice something that I don't believe in? That would be the first objection I would have to the FDA.
Well, I just want to go back and say that that caller was a perfect example of controlled opposition of COINTELPRO, because he discredited everything that he said. It was a perfect example. Now, you didn't really believe that that guy was legitimate, did you?
No, well, I did it first. You know, I think the way he used it over and over again was the tip-off. You know, and I know I have tremendous respect for the owners of this network, and I've worked with these guys for a while, and I'm sure that they feel the same way that I do. I know Seth in engineering, I'm going to suggest strongly that before you archive this program that you edit out that caller, because of the people who would be extremely offended by the use of that term. And I think it degraded the program to the point where I believe that was, as you say, Sherry, that was an intended ploy.
Exactly. And that's about Ted Gunderson.
Yeah, that's part and parcel.
We talked about women and their sexes, these COINTELPRO.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of what we've been having to deal with that unfortunately takes away from all of the wonderful things that we do, and that the people who listen to us and support us appreciate about what we do in the world. But again,
that's what they do. That's their modus operandi, is to pervert things. That's what they do.
It's a very good example. I mean, assuming that is the case, I think that everybody out there listening should really pray for this fellow, because he's obviously twisted beyond, again, I wouldn't say that he's any more twisted than these guys who are the pedophiles and the, yeah. putting up and the pictures of elderly men getting married to little girls.
Yeah, and it's also an example of the hatred that these men carry toward women. I mean, if you look, I don't know if anybody out there got to watch what happened with this interview that Anthony Hilder had, where he was on the radio being interviewed by We Are Change, I believe it was Connecticut, and Len and I called into the show to question Hilder on some of the things he's lied about. And he was caught lying, and you can see he was lying. You can hear he was lying. It was like straight there, right there in your face. And these people that he's associated with, his cronies, they're underneath the postings when it was posted on YouTube. They call it the Hilder ambush. The comments of some of his cronies were posted under these videos, and you could see, I mean, how much they hate women, just like Hilder displayed.
And it's what's
like
interesting,
they would say, like, get in the corner, woman. Shut up, woman.
Yeah, and it was but like, it's also interesting that the term that this hesitate to call him a gentleman, but I the caller used the same term.
This creep.
This creep. what he used this term that Timothy Patrick White had posted about you, Sherry, all over the internet.
Actually, that was Alex.
Oh, Alex McGowan Studer did that.
I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah. White uses other derogatory terms, but Studer's MO is to use that word.
Yeah, and it really just goes to show you really that these guys, first of all, if that is the case, if that, and I assume that it is, the evidence surely suggests that this guy was a aggravator.
Yeah, nobody would call and talk about such a serious health matter with somebody they cared about, and then talk in a derogatory sense about the person's body parts.
I mean,
it just, to me, it was just like right there, blatantly in your face. It was shocking at first. I could not believe that, you know, this is how they're going to approach it now. You know, but it doesn't surprise me. You know that, yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
And now think about the concept also that there's somebody out there being paid to do that.
Yeah. Imagine that kind
because,
of job.
I mean, think about it. Who would waste their time as a crank caller to make that call other than somebody that was being paid and having an agenda to undermine the work that you, Sherry, particularly are doing in the world exposing pedophilia and child sex trafficking and the people who are conducting it in the United States and infiltrating, as you mentioned, the Ted Gundersons of the world, the Dr. Truots of the world, the Timothy Patrick Whites of the world, the Alex McGowan Studers of the world, the Kenadachis of the world. Educate yourself was the domain that he came out with. Educate into what way? We're educating ourselves into this level of perversity and insanity and lunacy,
yes.
And these people call themselves civilized.
No, there are definitely people that have mental problems.
Yeah, they're completely sick.
Definite mental problems, probably abused as a child.
I mean,
that right there.
Absolutely. That's why I think we have to pray for this fellow and.
That man spoke like a serial killer. I mean, that would be like how you would imagine a psycho to contact you and say something like that. And the reason why he did it, and this is, because I've studied these people, is, and this is my theory, okay, is that he wanted us to engage him in this conversation that was a serious matter, and you were giving him really great information about it, but the more, he would have just continued to use the word, that derogatory word against a woman's body part, he would continue to use it. And if we would have just let him just use the word, it would have discredited everything that you said in the conversation. So no matter who listened to your great advice, if we would have just continued to allow him to use that word, it would have discredited the whole conversation. And that is how they operate.
That's controlled opposition. That is exactly what we were talking about. How you then are faced with all of the information being tainted, right wing, left wing, all of it. You know,
and how do you know that wasn't a divine appointment right there? Because we're trying right now to enlighten people to the truth about what controlled opposition is. We're trying to give them that education because it's hard to understand and conceive of it. And here it was. It just was right there for everybody to see, loud and clear.
Perfect. That's why. Thank you very much, caller, for calling in and demonstrating exactly what we were talking about. You know, it's just, what a time we're living in. Hallelujah. Great Creator sets up these synchronicities and these divine appointments.
And uses
for us
these
to keep.
Evil doers.
And uses them all. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the same way. I mean, everybody on Wall Street that thinks that they've got, you know, they're doing well profiteering off of humanity's suffering. Ultimately, it's a new age and it's a new time. And it's basically God wants a new world order too. He doesn't want to have it be run by Wall Street and corporate fascists and the international banksters that are conducting the genocide under these guises. The new world order and the messianic age is about Jesus in your own heart. It's about Yeshua and the love of Yeshua coming from within you and then having this divine discernment to get out of this hypocrisy and lunacy and insanity where everything's mixed up.
And what, you know, what's interesting is everybody that was listening to this live are the only people that have that example shown to them, because we are definitely not going to, we're going to have that part edited.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be edited.
There's just, it's just not appropriate. But for anybody that was listening live, that got to capture exactly what controlled opposition is and how it operates to discredit everything.
And how perverse it is and how, you know, it's interesting too. We actually came up with a theory tonight that was very, very interesting. The perversity that has been attacking Sherry and I has included the manufacturer of so-called sex tapes. There was a published libel that was manufactured completely that alleged to have been recorded by Don Nikoloff, who followed my program on BBS radio for about 2 years. And there's no question in my mind, based on Nikoloff's behavior over the last couple years, that he is part of the COINTELPRO operations and operators. And he decided that he was going to station himself at BBS radio right after my broadcast every night. And I, for years, if you go back into the archives, I used to highly recommend people listen to his program. And there was a time when I accepted Don as a peer and a collaborator in our publishing company in the music industry, particularly 528, the frequency that we're so, you know, delightfully engaged with. He was expressing expertise in, and in fact, he took about $2,500 from our publishing company, Tetrahedron Company, and we were going to work with Don, and he was supposed to advance the first, very first transposition album for a wonderful vocalist, female vocalist, up in Toronto, Canada. And she was very much looking forward to it. I was also, and he never delivered. And he dropped off of the air at BBS. Up until just yesterday when Sherry came across this article where he was bad-mouthing this network.
And on educateyourself.org, which is
again, that's again
the
COINTELPRO
propaganda mill. It's the major propaganda mill for these guys. This is Ken Adachi runs it, on aka Peter Boudreaux. This guy is a counterintelligence propagandist, and he will report on anything they say, but he doesn't allow any like other comments put on there as opposing to what their agenda is. So they have an agenda. He'll just report, you know, a bunch of lies, a bunch of half-truths, a bunch of crap. Everything's mixed up. And he's really proven himself to be a definite phony.
Yeah. I mean, so at any rate, folks, we're going to be running out of time shortly. The concept, however, has been well demonstrated tonight. The show was about dividing we the people, creating dissonance where there needn't be, and that we had a demonstration tonight on this program that clearly was a divine synchronicity and a gift from the Creator to demonstrate what it is that we were talking about. It's sobering. It is challenging to deal with this level of psychotic lunacy, people who call themselves civilized, people who would claim to be good Americans, people who claim to be good Canadians in this case, coming out with something like that, when in fact it is part of what we're dealing with in these end times. This is a year we're told where all the greatest truths are going to be told, all of the truths coming out. And I think it's a great opportunity to realize the greatest truth is in your heart. It's called love. And that is a sustainer.
I know that we're winning.
We're winning because they wouldn't be having these paid guys being attacking us left and right if it wasn't for the fact that they're, being challenged. You know, like Colonel Bogreit said to me, Len, the flak never gets heavy until you're over the target. If you're over the target, you're getting a lot of flak. You're doing something right. And so he was America's real Rambo. He was the guy who was the real Rambo that the character Rambo came from. And I believe that that is a very wise statement that we had demonstrated here tonight. We've got to go. I think it's about time for us to call it for an evening. Thanks so much for joining us. Please do join us as Healthy World Affiliates at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Listen to the music at 528radio.com. And once you begin to understand what it is, read the book, for example, best way to get a full measure of understanding, read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. It will totally, wonderfully uplift your life. You'll have the full revelations of how Creator works through fundamentally love to uplift and sustain everything. And as you look around you, you'll see it all everywhere being manifest and just celebrated. And so that's a different level of consciousness that I pray that the caller tonight, as well as all of the colleagues that he operates with in CIA and FBI and MI6, that they get it. Because really, they're either going to get it from God in a loving way, or they're going to get it from their own dissonance and their own energy, which is going to come back and really thwart them. So thanks so much tonight for listening. God bless you. We'll join you again next week, same time on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane. God bless you.